time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here. We are back at it. Another week, another podcast, msonewsports.com. Kelly Media is the brand who runs the ship. We're going to have a special three guests today. The Wing Girls basketball captains, they made the tournament. So happy for those girls. First time they got in the dance after, I'm not sure how many years it's been, but last year, they missed it by so close. So close. They were just outside those top 32 teams, came down to the stretch, worked so hard, didn't get it done. But this year they did, with a few games to go. So they got that out of the way, and the girls are great. I can't wait to show you that interview. It's going to be a lot of fun after the break. But first, we have a huge upset alert. Andover boys basketball, 9-7 going into this game. Against what? 17-1, Lawrence. What were they? 19-1. Excuse me. 19-1. One loss to a team out of Worcester. Undefeated in the Merrimack Valley. No more. They've been dethroned. Fazio's team, Coach Fazio, goes in and beats Lawrence. What a job those guys did. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lawrence falls to Andover 70-51. 19 points. It was convincing. Huge Merrimack Valley upset. Humongous. They just lost to North Andover by 20. On January 24th, and that dropped them to 5-7. They've won four straight since. Actually, five in a row now. 70-51. 24 from senior Ryan McClellan. 19 of those came in the first half. I'm citing the Eagle Tribune, by the way. Thank you. Luca Palermo, 19 points, freshman. Senior at the top, 24. Freshman right behind him, 19. Great job to the Warriors taking down Lawrence. You wonder, is this a sign of Andover is a serious team to watch? You never know, right? Are they a serious team to watch in Division I? Is Lawrence vulnerable? We knew Andover had the talent. They just hadn't put it together. They put it together in this one. For sure. For sure. Good things happening outside of that. Basketball arena, too. I know track had some good moments. North Andover, especially. Right? Doing great things on the track. North Andover boys track, like we said. Two straight state titles now, Division II. Ryan Connolly was amazing. He's an Eagle Tribune All-Star. MVP, cross-country season. Winning the mile, leading the 4x800 relay team to a victory, repeating as Division II team champions, the Reggie Lewis Center last Saturday in Boston. Camden Raylan was a senior there, said it was an amazing team victory to the Eagle Tribune, came down to the wire. Weren't expecting it to be that close. They edged Reading and Wellesley by not a lot of points. 53 for North Andover, Reading 50.5, and 45 for Wellesley. Man, that's some competition there, right? Connolly, 4:20.06 in the mile, just over 2 seconds better than the runner-up. He also won the D2 title in the mile last winter and in the spring, joined by Raylan, Cole Giles, and Mark Conrad to win that 4x800 in 804.92. Good stuff all around. North Andover and Andover takes the headlines today. All right, let's take a break and go to the other side for our Methuen girls basketball captains right after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here. We have our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be a trio doing girls basketball. Samantha File, Brooke Tarduno, Ella Barron. The one question we'll ask where you all answer at the same time. Here we go. How is everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good. Wow, that was in sync. Good job. I'm doing well. So, yeah, it's awesome to have you guys on. And, you know, so we've had Coach Middlemiss on a couple times, and the first time we had him on was when you were painstakingly close to getting into the tournament last year, and here you are. You did the job. It's the regular season's still going on, and you got in already. You were excruciatingly close last year. We'll start with Samantha File. How does it feel to get in and just get that out of the way? You've already qualified.
It honestly feels amazing. You know, like, We were so close last year. We came up literally like so close, and it's just awesome experience with the whole team and having most of the team back again this year. It's just an awesome experience for me having another year to hopefully get into it as well and to keep going with the team that I love. And it's just awesome.
Yeah. And Ella Barron, you know, kind of riding on that, like, what was the feeling like last year? You know, getting so close, like, was that something that like carries you into the off season? You're thinking about those moments that could have been, or what motivates you in the off season when you're so close like that?
Yeah, it was definitely tough last year being that close, but not making it. So this year we went in with like making the state tournament as our goal. And we just worked hard every day at practice to reach that goal. So it felt very good to make it this year.
Yeah. And Brooke T, repeat guest, back at it with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here. We had you on for a great softball campaign, and now you're at it in basketball. What's the big difference between last year and this year? Was there, you know, a particular area where you think Methuen grew a lot?
I think last year was definitely like new for us because we did have like a new coach coming in. And then I think he like really pushed us to all work harder. And I think during the off season, we just got a lot better, like having kind of the same system in. And just in the off season, we did fall ball, summer ball, and we were all playing together a lot. And I think that just really helps our chemistry on the court this year, just to be a lot better all together.
Yeah, nice. Samantha, back to you. Tell us your role. Your role, and we'll go around the room with the roles on the team and, you know, how you feel like you wanted to contribute coming into the season and how it's been going for you personally.
So I think my role on the team is obviously to try to facilitate more of the basketball type, you know, like to facilitate the offense, you know, just try to move the ball around and that just for in the game specifically, but just like captain wise, like leading the team, you know, like making sure everyone knows certain things to do in their role on the team, not just me. And it's cool being a junior captain because I still have another year, and especially the girls, because most of the girls are older than me. So it's different having that kind of like underclassman perspective to the older girls on the team. So I have to lead even the older girls to push themselves and to become better people on the court and off the court. And it's just cool.
Yeah. And once in a while, you know, getting 30 points against Lawrence, 14 rebounds, yep. And then mm-hmm. being named SB Nation's player of the nation or whatever it was. That was crazy.
Yes. Congrats. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ella B, your role on the team, where you're contributing mostly.
So as a senior and as a captain, I'm just trying to make sure that the whole team is together, making sure that we're all working hard at practice so we all get to our potential, and just trying to be communicating aloud on the court and just making sure we're all having energy and ready to go together.
Cool. And Brooke T, where do you fall in the mix of the with Methuen?
On the court, I play point guard, so just a lot of facilitating the offense, moving the ball, pushing up the court. And I also think just like leading by example, always giving like 100% when I'm on the court, like diving on the ground for loose balls, just playing good defense and everything. And I think a lot of the girls look up to all of us. So I think just being a leader for them and just showing them how it's supposed to be done for our program.
Yeah. And one of the cool things about high school sports is forming those rivals, you know, with nearby schools and conference schools, and the MVC certainly has its share of that. So Samantha, let's kick it back to you about who would you say the biggest rival is this year? I mean, well, every year really. And how did those games go so far this year?
I honestly think our biggest rival would probably be Central. And they were our first game of the season, which went all right for us. You know, we started off good, pushed through the rust, you know, because first game of the season, like we're all a little nervous. But towards the end of the game, we kind of like, we didn't not necessarily fell apart, but we kind of like lost our momentum in the second half, which definitely stinks. But we pushed through like most of the game and fought back as hard as we could, but we just couldn't pull it off. But I think Central is definitely our biggest rival because we play them, like we obviously play them every year for every sport. So they're normally the on top normally, but the underdogs, you know, we always have to like try to come in and take that sometimes. So
yeah,
it's, I think definitely Central.
Yeah. Ella, talk about that MVC too. You know, some of those games this year that have been like super competitive. Like, I mean, MVC has, last I checked, it was like 5 teams in Division I in the top 25. You know, mm-hmm. It's just insane the level of competition there. It's like a quarter of the top 5, you know, in the state, the whole state. Who's been some of those big games that really, even if you come out of it with a loss, you feel like you got better?
This year I would say Drakett was a big game. We were both in like the runnings for the MVC2 like title. Last year we kind of lost bad to them, but this year when we came out, we didn't lose as bad. We got better. Still a tough game though. And then we played them the second time, which was a really big game to see if we would be in the MVC2 championship. We came out a little short, but Drakett definitely was big game this year.
Yeah. And what's your point of view for the MVC this year, Brooke? Who are some of those teams that, did you guys play Andover yet?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, that's just, they're just so good. Like back-to-back state finalists. And now they're just crushing it. Number 1 in the state. What was that game like?
Yeah, that game, we came out hard. We gave all the effort we could. And honestly, we were just grateful to like be able to like have the opportunity to play them each year, because it does make us better playing against that really good competition. Because then like the next game and going into the state tournament, when the stakes are high and like all the teams are going to be good once we get there, just like knowing that like we played the best team in the state, it just like helps our confidence going into games.
It's got to. It has to. Are they one of those teams that just like press the heck out of you?
Yeah, they do like a little bit of like a zone press, but
yeah. Oh, like traps and stuff that gets stressful. Yeah. Yeah. It's like keep it in the middle. Like, I know, coach, we're trying, coach.
Exactly.
We don't want to get trapped. I mean, you know. Samantha File here, Brooke Tarduno, Ella Barron, the captains of Methuen girls basketball. Big year this year, getting into the tournament. Now, I don't expect you guys to know the Methuen history, but have you guys been in the tournament? Let's ask Samantha, have you been in the tournament yet? In your career?
No, I'm not. Okay. This is the first time we've been in the tournament in, I'm pretty sure it's 10 years. Which
10
is,
years, there you go. You certainly weren't in awesome. There. Any one of you have like family members that played in the past that might have been on a tournament team? Anything like that? No. Older sisters, brothers?
No.
Yeah.
No,
my sisters didn't make it.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's out of the way. Samantha, let's ask you about what happens in your world outside of basketball. You know, how do you spend the fall and the spring? And I know you're only a junior, but are you thinking of the next steps even after high school?
So for the fall, I play soccer. I'm the goalie for the varsity team. And in the spring, I also am playing AAU basketball. So I'm still getting the reps in that I want to push myself to get better in. And then in the spring, I'm playing tennis. And I'm also going to be doing AAU basketball to try to push hopefully my career and my passion for basketball further, because my future goal is to definitely play college basketball. That's definitely a future passion of mine. So that's mostly my career going forward, hopefully.
Sweet. No, sounds like you got you're on the right track there for sure. And Ella B, so what happens in your world outside of basketball during the school year, and what's sort of the next steps for you?
The past 4 years for fall, I played volleyball on the varsity team for Methuen. And then in the winter, I do basketball. And then in the spring, I don't do a sport. And then in the future, I'm going to college.
Sweet. Congrats. That sounds like a good plan. Same question for Brooke. Brooke Tarduno, we know a little bit about your exploits outside of basketball. We know softball is big for you. What else is big in your world?
I do play soccer in the fall for the varsity team with Sam. And for softball, obviously I play that in the spring. I also used to play like AAU soccer and softball. And then for college, I'm going to St. Anselm's to play softball.
Congrats. That's literally almost in my town. I moved up to Manchester, New Hampshire.
So oh, really?
You're in Goffstown, right down the road. It's like literally next town over. Yeah, absolutely. Great area. Probably a huge rivalry with the other one, SNHU.
Yeah,
right? Same conference. What is that? You know, like assumptions in that, right? That conference.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it called again? I forgot. Do you know
the
NE10? NE10. Right. Stonehill. No. Yeah.
Stonehill moved up to D1.
They did. Brian moved up. Yeah. Okay. Merrimack moved up, but they used to be in it. Okay. Hey, so competitive up there for sure. That's awesome news. All right, cool. You know, we'll finish up with one final round of questions for the group here. Samantha File, let's start with you. Just tell me about being a captain. I know some of you have talked about this a little bit throughout the interview, but what are some of the roles you cherish as a captain? You know, some of those moments where you're like, this is pretty cool being a captain.
Yeah, you know, that all the younger girls and even the older girls, because most of the girls are definitely older than me since I'm still a junior. Definitely like the leadership role and having the development of all the girls, you know, like seeing throughout the year their development and like knowing that I in particular like might have had something to do with that, and them putting it into the game definitely like boosts my spirit, definitely, because you see them in the beginning of the year like coming out of maybe not touching the basketball for a little bit, and them like working hard at practice and like me being able to push them. And it's just like cool to see them towards the end of the year like even pushing themselves and pushing the rest of the team, getting that leadership role and communication down. It's definitely cool to see that. And yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a huge part of it. And Ella, what's the deal about being a captain? What do you like the most? And you know, is there team dinners that you host or someone hosts? The captains that arrange that?
Yeah. There's definitely team dinners. We've been switching off who's had them. We had them mostly every Monday because we normally play on Tuesdays. So we get together before a game. It feels good being a captain when like teammates come up to you and ask you for advice, or they just look up to you, they see you on the court, and it just feels good to know that they trust you and they believe in you and they just use you as an example.
Nice. Same for Brooke. Does this give you the license being a captain to be a little more vocal with the coach?
Yeah, definitely. Just like taking what all the girls say and relaying the message and just being there for all of our teammates, because I think we are a very close team and we all like get along really well. And especially like we've done like a ton of team dinners, mm-hmm. like I'd say like almost 10, like in terms of like all of our we've been bowling, we've been to laser craze. Yesterday we helped out at like TMF dinner, which is like nice. An organization that like they gives back to like the homeless people in Lawrence.
Wow.
So just like, yeah, we help out a lot, and just being a captain and like showing them like how we're supposed to like do things in our program, how to be a good person and player, it's a really great opportunity for all of us.
Yeah. It's like being a real support system, right? You know, because it's, you know, if the coach wants to be hard on a particular girl, maybe you might pull them aside and say, it's not a good day for that. You know, she's been struggling lately and she's talked to us about that kind of thing. Right. Like it's like, happens all the time, workplace and everything. So you guys are getting great lessons in how to manage human emotions and get the team rallying at the right time, right moment kind of thing. So, this actually, we're a little early on this. Thank you. It does air a week before it comes out. We're recording a week before it comes out. So February 23rd is when the podcast actually is published. My question is, at that point, Thursday, February 23rd, is the season done by then? Regular season?
Yes.
Our last scheduled game is the 20th. Yeah, but...
Okay, so the Monday before. Okay, so you got a Monday game and then that's it. And then you wrap it up. This is all about seeing where you land in the tournament and...
Yeah.
What the seedings are. Well, the good news is, girls, you don't have to see if you're going to get in or not, because you made it.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. And
that was the primary goal, I'm sure, coming in, and you accomplished it. You should be proud.
Yes. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Samantha File, Brooke Tarduno, and Ella Barron. Good luck, Methuen girls basketball.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Right,
thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye. All right, that was Methuen girls basketball, our guest of the day. Stay with us after the break. More Merrimack Valley Sports Talk.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here, closing out the show. All right. Let's just sum this all up. We got a lot of good teams in the Merrimack Valley in the winter. We've been saying it every week. Every single week. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, you have to start with that Andover boys basketball win over Lawrence. I mean, that is proof positive that the Merrimack Valley is hands down. Let's say it this way. They can be put up against any boys basketball division in the state. And the girls aren't so bad either. We have the number one team in the state with Andover. huge wins. Andover beating Lawrence in boys basketball. Second loss of the season. My goodness. I mean, if that doesn't tell you what the Merrimack Valley is capable of, you have the almost 500 team in Andover beating the number one team in the state. In the state. With Lawrence. I don't see this as Lawrence fading, falling away. They are there. They are a favorite to win the state title, hands down. But Lawrence doing that, man, that's got to tell you something about the Merrimack Valley if you didn't already believe it. Andover girls holding steady at number one in the latest rankings. They actually trailed in a game recently with who did they play? Who did they play recently? Bishop Feehan. They beat him 46-42. That was close. That was close. It was a IAABO Board 130 Comcast tournament. Woburn High School. So, yeah. Number three, Bishop Feehan. So they're no joke, right? At the time, they challenged Andover and Alan Habino's crew for sure. 24-22 halftime deficit. Habino told the Eco Tribune, credit to their defensive game plan. It took us a while to get adjusted. Early on, they made us pay and transition on the perimeter and going to the basket. So they had their number for a little while there. But Andover turned it around like they had been doing it all season. And they took the lead in the second half and just held on for there. Okay. Let's move to the ice. You know, we really like what's going on in Tewksbury. We think they're a legitimate threat to win their second straight state title. Chris Hurley for the Lowell Sun last week said the same thing. You know, that's their number one team in that area, right? The Lowell, Tewksbury, Billerica, Drakett. Yeah. So, you know, between Merrimack Valley boys, Merrimack Valley girls basketball, and Tewksbury hockey, man, I like our chances. I mean, we might sweep the thing. We might get a D1 girls boys basketball state title and a D2 with Tewksbury. Would not be surprised. Okay, so that's the Merrimack Valley for you. Lots to talk about as we run through the final days of the regular season here. Tournament rankings will be out next week. So let's see. This is February 23rd. And then the next week, yeah, we will be, we will have rankings to talk about. We will have official tournament matchups to talk about next Monday night. May not have some results because it's early preliminary stuff, but we will definitely have matchups and potential state titles and who's can match up on what side, who's on which side of the bracket. You don't want to miss all that talk on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Stay with us. All right, we got to go, though. We will see you next week. We're here every week. Come out Thursdays fresh, out of the presses. They say that anymore? No, off the presses, probably not. Not a podcast. All right, we're out of here, though, for this week. We'll talk to you next week, guys.